where she is.
And as you'd imagine, the riots in Ferguson once again precipitated a much larger conversation about racial relations in the US. And polls since the shooting incident show that black and white Americans see the whole saga very differently. Is the US really the famous melting point of peoples? Robert Jones is CEO of the Public Religion Research Institute, which is a nonpartisan organization focusing on religion, values, and public life. Great to have you on Newsday. So you argue that it's down to lack of empathy, mainly on the part of the white people, that there is a lot of indifference almost on their part.
Well, we certainly see that black and white Americans see these events, as you say, very differently. And even before the shooting, there was a sizable gap, like a 16-point gap in the polling about whether the criminal justice system in the U.S. treats blacks and other minorities fairly. But immediately after the shooting, this gap doubled to 32 points, with about half of whites saying it's fair, but the number of non-whites who agree down to only 16%. So very, very large racial disparities here.
And in this particular incident, there is a suggestion that there are even... Could you just explain the numbers and how the incident in Ferguson, Missouri is being viewed at the moment?
Yeah, sure. What we see now is that both on the numbers that we see. So, for example, before the shooting, we had 44% of whites saying yes that they thought the criminal justice system was fair, compared to only 29% of non-white Americans. But then immediately after the shooting, we see this gap opening up, with actually slightly more whites saying criminal justice system is fair at 48%. But the number of non-whites who agree dropping down to 16%.
That's very interesting. And how does this reflect on the fundamental values on law and order in the wider society?
Yeah, well, we see gaps not just in the criminal justice system, but also on perceptions of policing. So, again, a majority of white Americans believe police officers treat blacks and other minorities the same as whites, but 7 in 10 non-white Americans disagree. It's also pretty clear that the U.S. has a documented problem here. The New York Times just today cited a fairly grim report showing that young black males in recent years were at far greater risk, in fact, 21 times greater, of being killed by police than young white men. And so this disparity is something that's fairly familiar to black Americans.
But are black people or black Americans doing enough to reach out to the other side?
Yeah, briefly. I think that one of the real barriers here is that the U.S., despite breaking down legal barriers to discrimination, remains a fairly socially segregated society. So, as I recently wrote in The Atlantic, when we measure Americans' core social networks, that is, the close friends that people have to consult about important matters, the U.S. is fairly highly segregated. So
Right. The
networks of white Americans are remarkable. 91% white, and 3/4 of white Americans have entirely white social networks. And this is reinforced by largely de facto segregated neighborhoods and other social institutions such as churches.
I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much, Robert Jones, the CEO of the Public Religion Research.